Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince. February the 9th.
His plan to make us holy.
This week's messages look at how the blood of Jesus means that we're sanctified or made holy by God. Today, Derek looks at the concept of holiness itself and explains why it's unlike any other godly attribute. We know that the word sanctify is related to the word saint and is directly related in the original biblical language to the word for holy. So sanctification means being made holy. God has planned for us to be made holy. Holiness is a unique attribute among the attributes of God. God has many wonderful attributes: love, power, wisdom, and so forth. But all those have a quality that we could say is remotely reflected in human beings. We've experienced love from human beings. We know of those who are powerful. We've met human beings who are wise. Of course, these qualities appear in human beings to a degree immeasurably less than they do in God. But at least we have an idea of what these qualities are. But when we talk about holiness, there's nothing else to compare it to. God is uniquely holy. Holiness is something that's not found outside of God. Really, in some ways, you can measure how much you know God by how much you know holiness. I relate it this way. We thank God for his goodness. We praise God for his greatness. But we worship God for his holiness. Worship is the response to the holiness of God. In the Old Testament, in Leviticus, God said, "You shall be holy, for I am holy." And in the New Testament, Peter restated the Lord's words, saying, "Be holy, for I am holy." Yet two different ways of attaining holiness were being referred to. I'll compare these two ways, one by the Old Covenant and the other by the New Covenant, over the next few days. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. I proclaim that God is holy, deserving of worship, and that through the blood of Jesus I am sanctified, made holy, set apart to God. Amen.